Barney, I'd offer you some dough, only I know you're too proud to take it.
Try me.
Okay, here's a 10 spot. But I know you won't take it because I'm a student of human nature.
But you're not a student of the unemployed, and you still owe me 40 bucks more from last year.
That's only because you won't bowl me double or nothing.
But you beat me at bowling every time, Fred.
Oh, what a cheapskate excuse.
Yogi Cave Bear show, Wilma.
So do I, Betty.
Thank you, Yogi Cave Bear. And now, a word from our sponsor.
Ladies, have you a hair problem?
Is she kidding?
Hasn't everybody?
Well, with Coco Curly Hairspray, your troubles are over. Even porcupine hair like Alice's, or soft, drab, lifeless hair like Margie's, can be transformed with Coco Curly. Let Coco Curly do for you what it did for Alice. Achoo! Isn't that Alice? Now, watch Coco Curly go to work. There, Alice's hair is curly, healthy, beautiful.
Oh, brother.
Now, watch what Coco Curly does for Margie's soft, drab, lifeless hair. Now, Margie is a happy girl with her lovely hair. Remember, Coco Curly contains Transipan 40.
What's Transipan 40, Wilma?
Who knows? But it's probably twice as good as Transipan 20. But seriously, Betty, those commercials make me realize my hair is a mess.
Look who's talking. Mine's got all the beauty of a football helmet. Look, Wilma.
That's nothing. Look. Isn't that a doozy?
Let's face it, Wilma. We need new hairstyles. Let's go down to the beauty parlor.
Here we are. I hope Pierre can take us right away.
Oh, I hope so. I can hardly wait.
Oops. You go ahead, Betty. I forgot to put some money in the parking meter.
Remember, you got just 2 hours.
Thank you.
Oh, I hope our new hairstyles turn out well, Wilma.
Oh, I'm sure they will, Betty.
Attention, ladies. Now that the air is dry, Pierre will make you beautiful, yes? This way, if you please.
Pierre, be sure to give us the latest hairstyle.
Oh, but of course, Madame Flintstone. Now we back comb the hair, Madame Flintstone. The back combing, that is the secret.
Secret? Mystery would be a better word.
This hairstyle will do something for you, Madame Rubble.
Yeah, it could lose me, Mr. Rubble.
Pierre is finished. Come out, ladies, and show your new hairstyles.
Betty!
Wilma! It's darling!
Yes, ladies! You are, how you say, my masterpiece!
Thank you, Pierre.
Oh, goodbye, Pierre. There's no wind, Wilma. We can get to the car. Better walk tippy-toe.
Well, we made it to the car.
Drive slowly, Wilma. We have to get these hairdos home.
Is Is this slow enough, Betty?
Uh-oh, stop a minute. I think I feel a breeze coming up.
We're holding up a long line of traffic, Betty.
It can't be helped, Wilma. We have a big investment to protect. Wilma, look what's coming on the other side of the road.
A double trailer truck speeding fast.
It'll make an awful breeze when it passes.
Let's hope for the best.
I'm hoping. Nothing.
Well, we've got no more worries about what the boys will say.
That's for sure.
There. Right back where we started, Betty.
Well, we gave it a good try. I'll see you later, Wilma. I'm going to start dinner.
Me too, Betty.
When I think of wasting that money on a hairdo, especially when we're so short. Now we're flat broke. I'll just have to ask Barney to get an advance on his salary.
Waste not, want not.
Barney, you're home a little early.
Are you, Betty?
Barney, I've something to tell you.
No, wait. I got something to tell you, Betty.
Well, no, mine's more important.
Oh, I bet you it isn't.
Okay, you tell me first.
Here it is. They laid me off from work today.
They laid you off?
Yep. Now, what were you going to tell me, Betty?
Well, I spent the last $20 we had on a hairdo today, Barney.
Well, that's okay, Betty. They fixed your hair real nice. Oh, that's the way I like it.
Oh, Barney!
I said they fixed your hair real nice. That's the way I like it. What's wrong with that? Women.
Don't worry, Betty. Barney will be called back to work any day.
But, Wilma, he won't be unless the company gets the contract to build that big catapult.
Catapult?
Yeah, the one to catapult a man to the moon.
Oh, that one.
But Barney needs a job right now. We're flat broke.
Don't worry, Betty. I'll speak to Fred when he comes home. He might have an idea. Well, Fred, how was dinner?
Real fine, Wilma.
Good, Fred. I always worry about your appetite.
Oh, boy.
I'm sorry I roasted only one pterodactyl, Fred.
Oh, that's okay. Well, I'll eat a couple of pizzas later on.
Fred, I'm worried about Barney. He was laid off today, and they're flat broke. He doesn't know when he'll be called back, and he needs a job.
Boy, that's a tough break for Barney. Come on, Wilma, let's go over and cheer him up.
Good idea, Fred.
Nice of Fred to come over, Wilma.
Well, in a case like this, it needs man-to-man talk.
Ah, you got nothing to worry about, Barney?
I don't?
Not a thing, Barney. You know, it's always darkest before the dawn.
No kidding, Fred?
Right, and every dark cloud has a silver lining.
I didn't know that, Fred.
And April showers may bring May flowers.
Flowers, huh?
Yeah, and into each one's life, some rain must fall.
Some rain, huh? Well, like you said, Fred, into each one's life, some rain.
What's the matter with you? I'm trying to cheer you up.
Weather reports about clouds and showers won't do it, Fred. I need a job.
Job. Boy, what a one-track mind. Barney, I'd offer you some dough, only I know you're too proud to take it.
Try me.
Okay, here's a 10 spot. But I know you won't take it because I'm a student of human nature.
Thanks, Fred, but you're not a student of the unemployed, and you still owe me 40 bucks more from last year.
That's only because you won't bowl me double or nothing.
But you beat me at bowling every time, Fred.
Oh, boy, what a cheapskate excuse.
Oh, Fred, come here a minute, please.
Okay. What is it, Wilma?
Fred, I was telling Betty how much they depend on you at the Bedrock Quarry and Gravel Company.
And Wilma said you could get Barney a job there since you're a key man in the company.
Well, I'd be glad to, but Barney doesn't know anything about the gravel pit business. They use only skilled professionals.
Oh, but I'd do anything, Fred. Sweep floors, run errands. I'd work hard. I'd advance myself. I wouldn't stop until I was running the big machine.
Running the big machine? That's my job, you eager beaver. You heard that, Wilma? This guy's angling to steal my job.
That's enough of that nonsense, Fred. It's a big company. The gravel pit's only one of their interests. So you get over to Mr. Slate's house and put in a good word for Barney right away.
Oh, okay. Hey, you're not Mr. Slate. Did he move?
No, I'm the butler. Whom shall I say is calling?
Whom? Flintstone. Fred Flintstone.
This way, if you please. Mr. Flintstone.
Yeah?
Will you please get off my tails?
Sure.
Thank you.
Flintstone? What are you doing in my house?
Hello, Mr. Slate, sir. I've come to ask a favor.
You got a nerve to barge in here asking favors, Flintstone.
It's for a friend of mine. He needs a job.
Needs a job? Well, if he can run your machine, he's got a job.
No, Mr. Slate, you don't understand.
I understand, all right. I understand you're getting out of here right now, Flintstone.
Fred, now.
I hope he got me a job.
Hiya, folks.
Fred, how about the job?
The job? Oh, yeah, that. It's in the bag. You start tomorrow, Barney.
Hooray!
Oh, that's wonderful.
I'm proud of you, Fred.
For he's a jolly good fellow. Which nobody can deny.
I can deny it.
Fred, get up. You don't want Barney late on his first morning.
I'm not going to work today. I'm sick.
You are not.
I am so. I'm sick of Barney Rubble. He's a troublemaker.
Come on, Fred.
Are you, Fred? Top of the morning to you.
And what are you doing in my house this time of morning?
Well, I don't want to be late, Fred. I give a full day's work for a full day's pay.
Out.
Out.
And stay out.
Boy, Fred's a sweet guy, but he sure gets up grouchy.
He's nowhere in sight. I'll jump in the car fast and zing away.
Hey, Fred, wait! You forgot me!
We don't like chipping out tickets, mister, but there's been too many accidents lately.
Lucky you got a ticket, Fred. I never would have caught you. We'll still make it in time to hit the old ball.
Oh, boy, this is gonna be one of those days. Okay, Barney, there's the main office. But do me one favor.
Anything, Fred.
When you talk to Mr. Slate, don't mention my name.
Oh, of course not, Fred.
Slate speaking. No, we're not hiring now. Got too many employees as it is. Goodbye.
Mr. Slate?
Yes, what do you want?
I'm here to go to work, Mr. Slate.
Oh, from the size of that lunch pail, I'd say you were here to eat.
Oh, I'm a hard worker, Mr. Slate. I've been working hard ever since I was a kid up north in Granite Town.
Granite Town? That's my hometown.
Small world, huh, Mr. Slate? Oh, I left there when I was a kid. We lived on Boulder Avenue.
Boulder Avenue? That's where I lived.
Well, we lived at 142 Boulder Avenue.
I lived at 140, right next to my married sister. Say, what's your name?
Rubble. Barney Rubble.
Little Barney, my sister's boy, after all these years. Nephew.
Uncle? Uncle. Do I get a job, Unc?
Now, Barney, as vice president in charge of production, you are an executive.
Ooh, that's nice.
And you must conduct yourself as one in all ways.
Will do, dee do 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 do, will do do do, Uncle.
Oh, never call me Uncle. It doesn't sound good on the job.
Right. Got it, stranger.
Come along now, and I'll brief you on the image an executive must project.
I always wanted to be an executive.
Come on, come on, lift that rock, talk that stone, that's it.
I do all the work, and he gets paid for it.
That's it.
Guess I'll check the gravel pit executive-wise. Fred?
Hi, Barney. You look mad, Barney. Didn't you get a job?
Yep, I did. I am executive vice president in charge of production.
Executive vice president in charge of production, eh? That's a hot one.
Flintstone?
Flintstone? Flintstone? Who are you trying to Flintstone around here?
Watch it, Flintstone.
Flintstone? Put Mr. Rubble down.
Mr. Rubble?
Yes, the executive vice president in charge of production.
Vice president in charge, charge.
Flintstone, you're fired.
Oh, just a minute, J.S. Let's give the poor guy another chance.
Okay, B.R., you handle it. That's your department.
Now, Flintstone, hop to it and get the rocks out.
Okay, Mr. Rubble.
I hate to be firm with Fred, but I've got to be an executive. Fred's too big a guy to resent my good fortune. Fred!
Sorry, Mr. Rubble, but accidents can't tell an executive from a working stiff.
That you, Fred? Fred's home, Dino. Fred, Betty and I've been wondering all day. Did Barney get the job you lined him up for? Well, no use talking to him while he's in that mood. I'll go over to Betty's.
Ask me again. Go ahead, Wilma. Ask me again.
Okay, Betty. Did Barney get a job?
He didn't get a job. He got a position. Barney is vice president in charge of production and Fred's boss.
Boss?
Fred's boss. Doesn't it seem funny, Wilma? Fred's been there so long, and Barney makes it to the top in just one day.
Funniest thing I ever heard of. I'll laugh all the way home. Fred? Fred Flintstone!
Yeah, Wilma?
Come here, Fred. Will you tell me why you'd get Barney a vice president's job instead of taking the job yourself?
What job? I never heard of it before. They just made it up this morning. And that fathead Rubble walks right into it. I don't get it.
It's going to be tough listening to Betty brag. I'll see who it is.
Hi, Wilma.
Hi, Wilma.
Hi.
Hi, Fred. And you can call me Barney. We're not on the job now, Fred. Nothing's changed. It's Fred and Barney around the house.
Why did you come over here tonight, Barney?
Well, we thought you and Wilma would like to go out and celebrate my vice presidency, Flintstone. I mean, Fred.
Mr. Rubble, you're my boss, okay? Act like one. I do my work all day. When the whistle blows, I'm through, and I don't want to see any bosses until the next day. So please, Mr. Rubble, executive yourself out.
Come on, buddy.
I told you we shouldn't try to mix with the help, Barney.
You're so right, buddy.
Fred, I'm proud of you.
Oh, that stuff burns me up. So Barney was my buddy, now he's my boss. Okay, I'll go along with that. It's not going to bother me one little bit, Wilma.
Me either. We're the same two people anyway, thank goodness, Fred.
Hey, Flintstone!
Yes, Mr. Rubble?
Get back on your machine. Get those rocks out.
Yes, sir, but the machine's taking on water. So I thought I'd eat my lunch now. That way no time is lost, Mr. Rubble.
Okay, Flintstone. Good thinking.
Thanks, Mr. Rubble.
Fred's been real distant all week. He doesn't get mad or anything, but he's sure not the same old Fred.
I know what you mean, Barney. Wilma hasn't been the same either.
Fred sure has changed.
You know, Barney, we should get out with our own crowd. Make friends with the other executives.
Right, Betty. Who needs the Flintstones?
Thinking, Barney. You can make good contacts by joining the executive club here.
Well, that's what we figured.
If you'd care to join the ladies in the garden room, Betty, I'll show Barney where the boys play.
Okay. See you later.
What do the boys do for fun here, J.S.? Bowling?
Heavens, no. Chess is the big game here.
Oh, sure sounds like fun.
Oh, it is. Go on in. There's a tournament going on.
Hey, any of you guys want to shoot a game of pool? We gotta face it, Betty. We don't fit in with this crowd.
You're not kidding.
We get along good with people like Fred and Wilma.
Not anymore.
That's because we've acted like heels, throwing our weight around.
Oh, but Barney, it's not your fault. You have more on the ball than Fred, so they made you Fred's boss.
Oh, that's a laugh. I wouldn't have the job at all except Mr. Slate discovered he's my uncle.
Your uncle? And I thought you got the job because you were brilliant.
No, you should know better than that.
I'm going to call Wilma right away and tell her.
Maybe they'll forgive us.
I sure hope so. No answer, Barney. They must be out.
Yeah, having a good time, like we all used to have.
Oh, Freya.
Yeah, what is it, Wilma?
This ball he gave me is no good. It's full of holes.
Full of holes? Those holes are supposed to be in it. You put your fingers in them, you numbskull.
Fred Flintstone.
You dropped that ball on my foot, you dimwit!
Fred, I won't have you calling me names. I went out with you to be a companion to you, but I won't stand for that stuff.
I didn't mean anything, Wilma. It's just that when a guy's out with his buddy, he might call him names in fun.
That's the buddy system, huh?
Yeah. Hey, some of the names I used to call Barney. Oh, boy, but Barney never got mad.
Okay, I get the idea. You were going to teach me to bowl. Okay, fat stuff.
Fat stuff?
Don't get mad, buddy.
Okay, now do like I told you. Try to let go of it this time. That's it, let go of it. Oh, no.
Fred, I knocked all pins down.
Yeah, you did, but on his alley. Now watch closely and I'll show you how it's done.
First game, huh?
Don't be such a sore head, Fred. So I beat you bowling.
Big deal, big deal.
If that's the way you act when you lose, no wonder Barney won't be friends with you. Fred! Why'd you stop?
I want to straighten you out on something. It was me who decided to end the so-called friendship, not Barney. Whenever I see the guy, I snub him.
Oh, yeah? Then why is it you're mentioning him all the time? Barney this, Barney that, Barney.
Here come Fred and Wilma.
Yeah, I bet they had a good time.
And another thing, I don't want any more of that yelling Barney.
You call, Fred? What do you want, Fred?
I want nothing from you, Mr. Executive Rubble.
Oh, just call me Barney. I'm not your boss anymore. I quit.
You quit?
Yeah, Betty doesn't want me working for relatives.
Of course I forgive you, Betty.
Now I hope the boys can patch up their differences.
I don't know. Fred can be pretty stubborn.
I know what you mean.
And I start to work at my old job Monday, Fred, so there's no reason we can't be friends again.
There is nothing you can say that will ever make me friends with you again, Mr. Rubble.
How about going bowling, Fred? We can play for the 40 bucks you owe me, Fred.
40 bucks?
Looks like the boys made up, Wilma.
In a big way.
Let's go, Barney Bunny.
Right with you, Freddy boy.